Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Robbing my mom of all their lamps.
Daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, I'm going to hop right into this. It's weird. Some nights, like I'm very confident about how I look, and then I'm looking at, it's got to be the white shirt. I got to get way better lighting. Anyways, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Got Jason Martin. Already got a few people in here, and I was supposed to have an interview, but I'm kind of glad that it didn't happen because. You know, when I first started doing the live streams with the new equipment and broadcasting on certain platforms and stuff, and I had already been following this person for quite some time on Facebook. She's even been doing live content and streaming more than I have. And I've never been one of those radio guys that, and I know that I always sound like a broken record, that I'm not going to go to somebody else and try to help them learn and stuff. And I listened to this next streamer's, and she's Floridian too. I got to ask her, is she? Anyways, I'm going to bring her on. Hey, Lemmy, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Lemmy, all right. So I got to get in. Are you born and raised Florida?
No.
No, where are you from?
I was born in Maine. Raised most of my childhood in Arizona.
Man, so when did you come to Florida? Because, like, I'm pretty good at, like, recognizing regional dialects and stuff. And you definitely don't sound like somebody from Maine.
I don't sound like somebody from Florida either, do I?
No, like, it's a big mind fuck, if I'm just being honest. Like, I can't nail it down.
I was very young when we left Maine. My dad was in the Air Force. My parents were divorced when I was, like, 8 months old, so... my mom moved to Florida. My dad moved to Arizona with his new family. And I spent the summers with my mom in Florida and the year with my dad in Arizona.
My parents stay together pretty much until my dad died. But, you know, like when I hear other people say my dad moved over with his other family and stuff, like when I hear people say that, it's kind of like, you know, like do you get along with that said family when you said that? Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, no kidding. All right. Now let me, you actually gave me a lot of advice when I first started doing this live stream stuff. You're like, man, you definitely got to start paying attention to a certain platform when it comes to that. And you really did help me out a lot with that. And hell, you've got way more followers and subscribers on Twitch than I have. And you're kind of working on something. You want to do like a 24-hour type broadcast, and we got to get you to a certain like level here. And if people want to subscribe to your channel and stuff, how can they do that?
Well, it's free to watch. Honestly, I'm not terribly worried about subscriptions and
you're going to do it anyways.
But yeah, I'm gonna see how far this takes me. Honestly, this would be cool, but. It's $5 to subscribe to my channel. Mm-hmm. I'm at 137 subscribers. And if I hit 200, I'm going to do a 24-hour live stream. It's just a gimmick that.
Oh, we are. Yeah. I mean, everybody has a gimmick, especially radio and content creators and stuff. Where can they find the channel? Twitch.tv.
Yep. Twitch.tv/LittleLemmy.
Little Lemmy. Now, yeah. Lemmy, I know, is that like anything off of the South Park episode? Mm-hmm. Lemmy Winks? Oh, yes. All right. I got you. Now, so I was going to have a guest on and stuff, and that fell through. You know, I've noticed like when I was doing radio, none of these other like guests would cancel on you last minute. Do you feel like some people bail on you all the time doing this streaming podcasting platform?
No, actually, I've been, my batting average is quite good. Actually, I've only had two interviews and they both went really well. But can I take a moment to do something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say what's up to my fucking people in chat. What's up, Redbeard? Oh, fucking oh. One Sun Man. Jack my hog off. I fucking love you guys. Nedley Mandingo. How's it going, buddy? See, I miss Ned. Hello, beautiful.
See,
fucking what's up, guys?
Now, if I think a lot of the content that you're pinning out is great. And if I'm just being honest,
hey, Kermie, brother.
I wanted to have you on because... all right, if I can pick up a couple of subscribers or followers and stuff, because it does seem like you got a pretty good loyal following.
Yeah, they call it the Lemmy Force. It's really? Pretty funny, yeah.
Now, I know that you're a pretty tough person and stuff. Like, you really, a lot of people don't put up with people's bullshit and stuff. But being a female streamer, have you gotten any of the creepos and stuff? People that are what has been one of the worst ones, in my opinion?
Honestly, I don't mind the vulgarity. I don't mind. The more creative it is, the funnier it is, the more I'll like you. But like,
if they're just being blunt, coming out there with like the stereotypical stuff.
The people who ask me to stand up and do a spin, that's what I'm like, get the fuck out of my stream, bro. Fuck off. The other day, somebody came in and was like, oh my God, Amy Winehouse, I thought you died. You know, that shit's hilarious.
Well, I mean, the thing, I mean, I even commented on that. I mean, because I watched that Amy Winehouse.
It's funny.
No, it is creative. I thought that it was funny because I watched that Amy Winehouse documentary that came out, and it was like the progression when she still had a great relationship with her father, and she like was still like had some weight on her. And I, you know, like when right before she goes off the deep end into the hard drugs and stuff, I could see that maybe like, but there's really no comparison there because Amy Winehouse went way off the deep end, became a part of the 27 Club. And it's just, I don't know. All right. So Lee Sauls, I mean, I got a lot of new faces in here. So now Iggy, here, watch this. I'm gonna put this comment up here. And you thought that I was bullshitting you. I said, Iggy T says, Lemmy, you have such a nice voice.
And
that's another female. And Iggy T is a listener of the Bubble Love Sponge show. She followed me over here when I was doing this stuff. She lives up in Canada. Ooh. And I was telling you that. Now, you want to know what after I talked to you the other day, I went back and listened and watched some of your content and stuff. And when I knew I was like, I got to have Lemmy on my show was during the show, you lit up a cig during the live stream.
It's not a cigarette. It's a joint and I'm about to light one up.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, that's fine because definitely do that. So have you gotten into any trouble? Like, do they say anything about that when you're doing your Twitch stream?
Fucking, I wish they would. It's CBD.
Okay. Guys. Well, see, that's the thing about it. When you're doing online streaming, you just say, I just roll my own cigarettes and stuff.
What's up, Gummed Up, brother? Gummed Up and Peterbird in the house.
See, look. All right, so Lemmy, there are a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. I was reading this story online, and I wanted to see how you felt about this. Nelly Mandingo came in with $10. He says, more of this style content. So Nelly Mandingo is throwing it in there. Thank you, Nelly Mandingo.
Thank you.
So I was reading this story and, I'm not even going to get into the details of it, but they're saying that pornography is making men worse in bed. A lot of women that, guys start dating or they're in a long-term relationship, guys watching porn, some women take that as like they're cheating and stuff. And I do realize that, guys kind of, get a expectation, because you see that stuff on pornography. And do you really think that has anything to do with guys being less intimate or more like caring and stuff?
No. I mean, I really can't say yes or no, because it really just depends on the individual. If you're the type of person that lets that sort of thing like run away with you, or you run away with something like that, then yeah, it's going to affect your life. And if you think you're fucking like a porn star, yep. but you're really just flopping around there, thinking, yes, making the noise or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sex with a person is really all about verbal communication and like physical communication, as opposed to shit that you're learning from the internet.
No. I completely agree with you on that, because, you know, I think that it, both ways, like, you know, like men, it gives higher expectations of men and women that are not completely possible, because they forget a lot of these videos get edited and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You're lucky. Most guys are lucky if they're going a minute and a half, 2 minutes when it comes to stuff like that on a good day. If they're not on any substances and stuff, you know, yeah. I was a late bloomer. I know, like, all of my longest sessions ended up because I was on, you know, illicit drugs and stuff like that, for the most part. And you got to remember, I was also an extreme alcoholic at the same time. And that's the thing about it. See now, this is going to give me a complex, because like I've not had all these new people on the show, and I'm like, God, I guess I'm a complete jobber. People hate me, and I bring you on, and it's like through the roof now.
I'm a big star, Tuttle.
I see that. Well, that's the thing about it, is like I'm in your world now. Like I'm in.
Fozzie, hold on, Fozzie. I'm not a porn girl. I'm just a fucking nerd on the internet, dog.
you gotta realize, you know, Fozzie. Fozzie's been in a lot of that stuff. It's cool. He just likes to stir shit up.
My parents, when I try to like explain to my parents what streaming on Twitch is, the only response is, it's not porn, right? If you're not doing porn.
That's the thing, because like, I mean, my parents for the longest time, it took forever for me to be able to teach them the current basic technology on stuff. My mom was like, hey, I wish I could watch you.
Any disrespect, buddy. Sorry, I'm talking to Father. Listen, I'm very much a chat. That's what I do on my stream, is I pay attention to chat.
How about this? So, I mean, if anybody has any questions for you in the chat room, or you open?
No, you don't need to reset. Fozzie, like, it's okay. Like, I get questions. Listen.
What's the most disrespectful thing anybody's asked you in your chat room?
I welcome disrespectful questions, is the thing.
What? All right. You know? So if you did have a limit where you would get offended, like, what would that be? Okay, like, what was it?
I got a DM that said that, what was it?
That they, what? They were propositioning you or something?
They were 100% okay, propositioning me. They were asking me, how much money would it take to fuck?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, and that's when I'm like, bro, I'm like, I might be chick from here up, but from here down, I'm still pre-op.
I follow you on social media and stuff. I know that you've been in a very long-term relationship and stuff. Like, how?
Oh, Fozzie, I'm sorry. My name is Little Lemmy. I stream on Twitch. I'm Tuttle's guest today.
I mean, see, people come on. I didn't do a good job in resetting and stuff, Fozzie.
It's okay, buddy.
But like, you know, like when I was married and stuff, when I was doing a lot of stuff, I mean, I'll admit a lot of like, sometimes it created arguments and stuff. Like, has your significant other ever like gotten pissed off from something you've done on one of your streams and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. All right. So I didn't think. See, he's off camera. So, all right. I can't believe that you were open and honest if he's sitting right off camera and stuff. So like, what was it? Like, what did he get upset about?
He's not a huge fan of my, me standing Tampa Terry.
Wait,
he does not like that.
You're a big Tampa Terry fan.
Yes, big time. I loved Amp Theory.
All right. I mean, I have mixed feelings about him. I really do. Because, like, I appreciate the effort, but sometimes he, I don't know, he gets a little hard in the paint.
I love it. I love a good character, man, and he plays one so well. And on the same token, Granny also plays an amazing character, and I love it. And the dynamic the two of them have together, mm-hmm. It brightens my entire day.
So let me, I wanted to ask you, and I may have a guest coming on at 7:30. You got to remember, I have some sponsors and stuff. So I might, you know, Ian Hanna, who is the real estate guru and he's a great guy as well too. But before I get into that, I want to ask you, like, did you ever listen to me on the show, on Bubba's show and stuff?
Yes.
You know, a couple of days ago, actually yesterday, he talked about that, you know, he might want me and could possibly be able to get me back. I just got to apologize to some people. And, you know, a lot of, you know, the old me, but, you know, before I was in the mental institution and stuff. Oh, my mic is breaking down. Ah! Sorry. I'm going to have to do this right here. Anyways. He said that I got to apologize to some certain people and stuff. Right. And like, what should I do? Like, because if I go in and apologize and stuff, it's going to seem insincere. Well, how can I go in? Any advice, anything I can do to go in there and be able to apologize and seem sincere without being insincere. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a weird dichotomy that I'm in right now.
Yeah, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly. So, like, any ideas, like, any buzzwords and stuff that I shouldn't use? You know, like, oh, you know, I know what I did wrong. I don't know why I did it. Oh, you know, like, you don't want to go overboard with it. Like,
right.
For example, I mean, if your significant other was coming back and apologizing to you, because women can sniff that out. Mm-hmm. Women can sniff that out when guys aren't being sincere on something. So what are some of the buzzwords like that they...
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes, go ahead. I'm an open book.
Why would you want to go back on Tuttle's or back on Bubba's?
Okay, so, all right, so... It wouldn't be like for me to be back on full time. It would be a chance for me to get on, maybe do an ancillary show once a week to be able to promote what I'm doing right now. Right. You see what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, I'm going on any podcast. I'm going on any podcast that I can to be able to promote what I'm doing. Even if I pick up just one person, I think my appearance on that podcast was well worth it. And that's the way I look at it.
I don't believe him, Tuttle.
All right, so can I, and I don't want anybody to think that this is pre-set up. Let me, we haven't talked about this stuff. I mean, if you want to be open and honest, I mean, go ahead.
Please, disclaimer, I don't hate Bubba. I like Bubba. I love Bubba as a content creator. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to like the only reason I'm even on Twitch, I created this username to watch Bubba.
Okay.
That was the only show that I knew existed on
Twitch. So you're not a troll. You're not a hater. You're not somebody is hating on him to hate on him.
Yeah. No, no. And that's kind of what, like, a lot of the Bubba people think or whatever, because...
Go ahead, I gotta fix my mic, so fill some time.
Okay. But yeah, I created a Twitch username to listen to Bubba, because Granny listened to Bubba every day. So I wanted to participate in chat, because I actually wanted to tell him how awesome I thought he was for buying bulletproof vests for the canine dogs. I was, like, moved to tears, literal tears. So I was like, I'm creating a Twitch username. I gotta fucking be a part of this conversation. So I was like, that's fucking dope, you know? And back then I wasn't even Little Lemmy. My very first username, I switched my name to Little Lemmy. It was Hey Bubs, it's me. That's what my username, first username on Twitch was.
I'm sorry, I gotta jump in. I feel like a complete loser. This is, I was like, oh, let me help you get some subscribers and stuff. I got 32 fucking people in here right now because of you. So, like, I really feel like a nobody right now. And maybe I should be on your show to help gain subscribers.
Listen, Tuttle, I'm not as dumb as you think I am. I'm not as unobservant as you think I am. And I know exactly what you are doing to trying to get me on your show, buddy.
Oh, see, now I do feel very, very small.
It's okay. I came on here because I like you, Tuttle.
Oh, you do.
I want my fans to like you too.
Like,
you
okay, know? So, all right, so.
And I don't think you going back on Bubba is a good idea for your mental health.
All right. I mean, I would like to hear a little bit more when it comes to, like, what do you mean by that?
It's very easy to slide back into old behaviors when you're in the old atmosphere.
It really is. I agree with you. Like,
you're going into the lion's den.
And Iggy T, I'll just put that comment up there. Yes, see, Tuttle, because Iggy T told me the same exact thing as you just did.
It's not that we don't like Bubba. It's just that we understand that you're broadcasters. We understand that you're entertainers. Mm-hmm. But we also understand that you're actual human fucking beings with, like, feelings, and you can be broken. And we don't want to see you broken again, Tuttle. That was heartbreaking.
What, the me going and melting down and
all of it,
trying to harm myself? And
yeah, no, not only that, him like slapping you, him pelting you with like racquetballs and shit. That shit hurts people. Like, that shit hurts to see.
I mean, the pain stuff really, really did not bother me that much. I mean, if I'm just being honest,
The pain, it was you allowing him to subject yourself to that sort of thing.
But I'm a grown-ass man, and if I didn't want to do that, I didn't have to do that.
Exactly, and now you are making excuses like a battered woman.
I know. Oh, come on now. Listen, I'm not gonna let you corner me into that thing, because the thing is that I will admit that I used to pit other people's feelings and opinions. God damn, is that the biggest joint that you ever like lit? Because I've seen you lighting it a couple of times.
It does not stay lit, dude. It doesn't stay lit, and it's pissing me off. I'm smoking more freaking lighter fumes than I am weed.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you need to find a new guy. I know a couple of good people.
Listen, I would love to see you on Bubba's for like every now and again. You know what I'm saying? Because it would be healthy for you to not.
That's what it would be. I'm not gonna be going back, because if I'm being honest, I don't think like I know that I would eventually do something. My personality, I would do something. Oh, my sponsor Ian Hanna is coming on. I gotta wait for it. Look at that profile picture, Ian coming on. I mean, that's the type of guy I would want to buy a home from. Ian, are you there? Ian.
I would buy a house from
him. I'm here.
My friend Lemmy that's on right now, she was like, yeah, I would definitely buy a house from this guy, you know, because she saw your profile picture. How are you, Ian?
I'm good. How are you, Tom?
I mean, did you survive all the storms? I'm not trying to be a weather Johnny or anything like that, but like, I know Florida, especially Central Florida, kind of got a little bit of bad weather there. How was it up in the Flagler area for you?
I spent most of the day in Daytona Beach today, so I was right with you. Volusia County got drenched all day. I spent most of it on 95 heading up and down.
Yeah, I mean, you sell any houses today in the rain?
I went and took a second look at a house that I have a buyer look at yesterday. We put in an offer on it. They went with a different offer on that one. And then I had to meet another guy who was looking to list his house down in Daytona Beach. So Got the whole day done down there.
All right. So if my guest, well, you know what? I'm going to say co-host for the day, even though she's way more popular than I am. I haven't had this many people on in quite some time. And thanks to Lemmy, I did. If Lemmy needs to get to sell her house and stuff, I mean, what area do you even live in, Lemmy? I mean, you got to tell me your address or whatever.
I live 20 minutes from the Bubble Raceway Park.
Oh, so you're kind of up in that area. So Marion County type area. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I mean, I know that you only cover the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard areas, but, you know, like if
I used to live in Flagler.
Oh, you did? What part of Flagler?
I got arrested for possession in Flagler.
What? Nice. I mean, wait. And Ian says nice. No, it's not nice. I mean, was it county, city police, Lemmy, or?
I have no idea. We, me and my husband at the time, he was, we were going to put a down payment on a place that we were fixing to stay because he was fixing to go to Wyotech, the school that was in Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
And, they were drinking beers in the front seat, my husband and my best friend. And I was sitting in the back seat smoking a joint. And they didn't have their seatbelts on, so the cop pulled us over. And he was like, "Where's the weed? I smell the weed." And I was like, "There's a fucking quarter in my purse and a few fucking roaches in my cigarette pack."
Well, I mean, at least you didn't get caught in Polk County or anything. You know, they'll get you good. Ian, man, so what's new in your world?
Gosh, just yeah, a whole lot of buyers down here right now.
Really?
Cash looking for people to buy a home off of. So a lot of people with money in the bank, ready to shop and buy a house. They've already got their stuff in storage. I've got a couple coming down from New Jersey this weekend, and they pretty much have it set in their minds. They're buying a house this weekend in the Daytona Beach area. So gonna spend some time getting some houses lined up for them.
Ian, I gotta ask you, does it ever throw up any red flags when people are paying strictly in cash, especially in the state of Florida sometimes? You know, do you like, you know, we might need to do something here. Like, straight cash, does that ever, like, throw any, like, signs up for you?
It the only sign it sends up is sold. Cash talks, man. So there's lots of cash buyers out there. They've already sold their home up north, and they are looking. They've been putting in bids, and they've been getting outbid. Just like the same clients I have coming down. They put in an offer on a place in Daytona without even seeing it, knowing that they were going to be here Saturday, and their offer was declined. So they went with a little bit higher one, and we even asked you know, $4,000 or $5,000 over asking on the first shot.
And I just thought of this question, and I'm sure Lemmy is curious about this. Have you ever had any guys buy like an apartment or a condo as like a pad, a sex pad? You know, like if you know, some like player guy was like, "Oh yeah, I want to get this apartment. Is it going to be, so your wife moving in with you, Mr. Such and Such?" No, don't say anything about this. This is my secret. Any guys buying stuff like that?
I get more of the girlfriends trying to get to move away from their boyfriends. You know, they're looking to find a house on their own and break out. And, you know, maybe they're renting from their boyfriend, you know, and they're either trying to buy a house from them or trying to buy a house just to get out from under them. That's a little more common here than just the straight, you know, swinger style pads. There's not a whole lot of that in Daytona Beach.
Have you ever rented any sex dungeons to anybody? Like, you know, I actually visited one in Tampa. Like they had like it was a dominatrix woman. She had a crucifix. She tied me up to it, beat me with leather stuff. And I was just like, where they filmed stuff. Like, I mean, would you be okay with that as a realtor? Or you could just kind of one of those realtors, no question, don't ask, don't tell.
Oh, man, I'm going to take pictures of the inside of their house if I'm listing it. So I've listed several houses with, you know, stripper poles in the garage and stuff like that. And, you know, you just walk right by it, add it to the picture, and say, "Look, this is perfect." I'll find you a buyer for that.
I think Lemmy has a question for you.
I was making a joke. I said, does a stripper pull up the resale value?
Yes, exactly.
If you find the right buyer, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, that's funny. Hey, Ian, so any special listings that right now that people need to pay attention to? And if so, tell my audience where they can check it out, your website and all that good stuff.
So there's a good program out there with a company I'm working with called Divi. You can go to DaytonaRentToOwn.com. They work in other places more than Daytona. They're out of Orlando, you know, New Smyrna. There's some houses in Edgewater, all over Brevard. You know, there's a lot of different places to choose from there. But what they do is they'll buy a house for you and they'll rent it to you.
And we talked about the last time you came on. It's kind of like rent to own, kind of like rent a center. I think I've done that. Have you ever bought anything on layaway, Lemmy? Have you ever bought like rent to own? No.
Hell no. Hell no.
Look, I'm not trying to avenge you or anything. I was just asking.
It's just that notion terrifies me.
Like, why does it terrify you?
Because I don't trust stability at all.
Oh, whatsoever. Shut that dog up. Shut that dog up.
A dog's gonna dog.
I know. What kind of dog you got?
I've got a.
Well, I was asking the woman, Ian, but I mean, I would love to know what kind of dog you have. Is that your dog or her dog?
That's not my dog. I don't have a dog.
Oh, see, you know what? I stereotyped there. I thought Lemmy might have had a dog. Sorry.
I'm not a dog person.
I'm sorry. Cat person?
You shouldn't domesticate wild animals and keep them in your house type person.
I have so many questions. I think Lemmy might be a hippie.
I'm not a hippie. It's not for me. It's too much responsibility. I don't want to clean up shit. I don't want to deal with that bullshit. I don't have to I've got a hard enough time finding a babysitter for my kid, dude. I don't want to ask somebody to watch my dog. Like it's just too much. It's too much.
So what kind of dogs?
I'm lazy.
What kind of dogs you got there, Ian?
I've got a border collie and a yellow lab.
Because I played a story talking about homeowner's insurance. Somebody had a pit bull and they got their homeowner's insurance canceled.
Absolutely. If they find out, you know, that you have a dangerous dog in the house, as they would put it, that can definitely raise your homeowner's insurance or just give them another reason to cancel you in Florida.
Yeah. All right. If you want to check out my good friend, Ian is, he saved my mom so much money. He actually helped my mom work through the process. My mom had never bought a home before and Ian was able to help her out. So if you're in a market to buy or sell a home in the Flagler, Volusia, Brevard areas, check out my good friend, Ian Hanna at ianhannahomes.com. Ian, man, I hope you have a wonderful night, man, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you later, son.
All right, man. See ya. Bye. All right, Lemmy. All right, so I got to ask you this. I had a question on chat that I really, really needed to ask you. Somebody asked you, what's your opinion on Anna?
I like Anna.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I mean, what were you going to say? Well, I mean, she's not like my best fucking friend.
No. I know that. But like you, like women.
What is a female's opinion on Anna?
Yes. Yeah. Because, and I'm not saying you're this way, but you know, guys get jealous. Guys get competitive.
Right.
What do you think of Anna? Like, I haven't seen a lot of women. Well, not many women have been able to sit on Bubba's show. I think she's doing a great job. I would love to hear your review.
I think it has been a wonderfully fascinating, entertaining journey watching her from when she started to where she is now. And I think it's incredible and beautiful. And I applaud her. And I am so happy for her success. I really am.
Now, good idea, bad idea of that. Her and Blitz are kind of romantically linked.
That her and Blitz are fucking because, like, her and Blitz are like a taller version of, I feel like, me and Granny, because Granny kind of looks like Blitz and he's kind of like level headed, down to earth, funny dude, like protective. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like a dude chick, and Anna is like a dude chick, and we both like
what
flannel
is a dude
and
chick?
Shit and,
what is a dude chick? Like,
what is. am I a chick chick?
No, I wouldn't say you're a chick chick, but when people say dude chick, they think of, oh, it's a softball player that has a chain wallet and stuff like that.
Like a butch chick. I'm saying like a, I don't know. I don't know what I mean by dude chick. I just mean like.
No, I get what you mean.
Less feminine woman. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who doesn't give a fuck that their nails aren't done or whatever, you know?
All right. So see, because I do these and I think of questions and stuff. When was the last time you've worn a dress?
My father's funeral. Three years ago.
Christ. Now I feel bad for asking that.
Don't feel bad. It's a pretty dress. It's a navy blue, nice floral pattern, not too busy. It was nice.
Fozzy just typed up the uppity granola bitch. Sorry.
I don't even like granola, dude. I like Doritos.
Well, I mean, you're talking about all types of food items that you will get all over the place. I can't tell you how many times I've opened up a granola bar for all the crumbs and everything to go all over the place. I'm not a fan.
I like it in cereal. It's pretty good in cereal, I guess. But I like Lucky Charms and shit. But if I'm going to eat like a fucking Frosted Flakes or something, granola is pretty good, I guess.
So granola is kind of like a healthy type dinner. Or breakfast, per se. And then if you're going for Lucky Charms, that might be the, you know, because I eat horrible cereal. Cookie Crisp was my go-to growing up. And then it was either Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles, and it would just turn the milk to the color.
Yep.
Fozzie's just in here.
Bars. Ugh.
I know. Anyway,
I tried a Kind bar one time and it was fucking gross.
You know, I ate one of those, what was it? The Cliff bars or those power bars. I actually walked across the state of Florida.
Just eat a fucking Snickers, dude. Jesus
I know.
Christ.
Well, I mean, I walked, all the way across the state on Highway 50. So I just needed all the calories that I could get because that, and there were some pretty rough neighborhoods I walked through too, like Orlando. They had Pine Hills and stuff. I think I got 30 miles in the first day just to be able to get through Pine Hills. The rest of it was like backwoods, white trash, hillbilly country going through that area on 50. Oh, did Granny fall down? It sounded like
No. He closed the front door. And I don't. Okay, listen. I could totally understand why, like, you would think I was a granola person or whatever.
No, I was going by that with Fozzie. That's what Fozzie.
No. That's what I'm talking to. But I'm not. I'm like, a movie buff, video games, like, internet.
Okay.
Piece of shit.
All right. So,
like,
so
that's what I am.
So movies, let's talk about that because, you know, during the pandemic and stuff, especially here in the small little cities, we only got one movie theater. We got an AMC and it closed down and it was quite some time before I had seen a movie. I think the first movie I saw when things started to get better was, Spider-Man No Way Home. That was like the first one. And then a lot of these movies came out, and I've been getting into binge watching a lot of TV shows. And I know because during the pandemic, I've caught up on a lot of shows, and I'm guilty of doing this all the time. The really popular shows, sometimes I will, for some reason, just refuse to watch them because I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going to watch it. Like Tiger King, I didn't get into that one because I was like, everybody's into it. It's just getting hyped. And
did you like Game of Thrones?
I did. And it's funny that you say that.
Do you see what Granny put in the chat? Wait, The Witcher?
Yeah, The Witcher. Now,
bro,
that's another one that I've been avoiding that.
Listen,
I've wanted to get into.
I'm jealous of you. I'm so fucking jealous of you that you haven't seen The Witcher because it would be awesome to watch that shit for the first time again.
See, but and I've thought that way before because, like, when I get through a show and then somebody has never watched it before, I'm like, oh man, I wish that I could get that same feeling.
Yeah.
One of the other shows that I've gotten, Peaky Blinders. I know that I'm late to the game on that one, but I've been watching that, And I got to tell you, I know a lot of people are like, ooh, why don't I want to watch a bunch of gypsy British people that are gangsters and stuff? Have you had a chance to watch that yet?
No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't have a lot of time to watch. My Netflix watching is done right before bed. I have very few shows that are like, I have to watch these.
You know that I've noticed that being on my phone has kept me from my sleeping habits have been completely messed up. And I couldn't imagine binge watching a show that I really, really like, because I think it would be impossible for me to go to bed.
What are we watching right now? What's it called? The Last Kingdom. And it's about like Vikings and Christians and shit.
So you guys are into a lot of that medieval Vikings. Like,
he's not into Game of Thrones. I loved Game of Thrones, but this is like historically accurate. Like, it's very accurate actually, but it's really good. It's a drama or whatever, but we have to be up at like 5:30, 6 o'clock to go to work.
It's not.
Oh, you're a piece of shit. He said I lied. It's not historically accurate. You're a piece of shit, Granny.
Wait, did he tell you that it was? And then, like, he get, man, that's a bad producer.
Well, it was like the Saxons and shit and blah, blah, blah. But, like, it could have happened. You know what I'm saying? It was, like, historically accurate.
Everybody Hollywood's everything up. Yeah.
The fucking Christians and the Vikings were fighting as fuck. There were raids and rapes and fucking sacks and shit. All right.
I mean, Peaky Blinders is basically the Catholics and the Protestants and what's that?
I was listening to you. You said the Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders is basically Catholics, Protestants, and atheists. And they, you know, one of the things that I learned, because the show takes place in the 20s, I didn't realize that cocaine was actually a big thing in Europe. Do all the party drugs start in Europe, like coke, Molly, MDMA, all that stuff? Because I didn't think coke was around in the 20s.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm still of the mind that like the CIA like gave drugs to inner city.
Okay, have you watched Snowfall?
No.
Oh, that's about the crack cocaine game getting started back in the 80s and stuff, and they actually go with the angle that like the CIA, DEA, they kind of like wanted it to happen. They wanted to flood it with a bunch of crack cocaine and stuff over there, and that's why they call it Snowfall, you know, Snowfall, crack cocaine. Yeah. But I didn't know. I knew that Hitler and everybody like gave him speed and cocaine and stuff to help him fight back in the day. But and the great thing, and it's kind of great that I learned the Peaky Blinders, the reason why they call them the Peaky Blinders, they kept razor blades. You know that English like long bill cap that they would wear, they would put razor blades in the bill and they would use it to like sling it at people, like kind of like rake them and stuff. And it's pretty violent. And I think that's why a lot of people love the violence on TV. What other shows have you guys been watching? Ozark? Are you guys Ozark fans?
We watched a couple of episodes of Ozark, but we just got squirreled with something else. I think we got into anime like very shortly after we watched Ozark.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you catch up all the way on it or?
No, we lost interest.
Well, I mean,
we just lost interest.
You know how many times I try to sit down and watch Peaky Blinders and I could not. And once I get into things, it's like an addiction though. It really is. How quickly did you watch Game of Thrones as it happened, or did you binge watch it?
I watched the first three seasons of Game of Thrones on DVD twice before I watched the fourth season as it came out. Mm. And then every time a season came out, I rewatched from season one until the season that was out. So if season five came out, I would watch seasons one through four, and then I would watch season five. And then when season six came out, I would watch seasons one through five before season six came out.
All right. So it sounds like it might be one of your favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, it used to be.
Well, then what is now then? Like, I mean, what was the one? What's your show now?
Twitch, honestly.
Oh, what's that now?
I watch a lot of Twitch.
Okay.
I like Grey's Anatomy. When that shit comes out, I watch it.
I thought you would be watching Grey's Anatomy. For real?
I know you're a woman. I know it's terrible. I know it's terrible. Okay. Here's the thing. I know it's terrible, but I like it. I've grown accustomed to their faces and it entertains me and it makes me feel feelings that I know aren't real. It's just a fucking soap opera, dude. Let me have my fucking thing.
Well, I mean, all these shows, I mean, Peaky Blinders is a soap opera. Sopranos was just a violent soap opera. I mean, it really was.
Sopranos was good.
I mean, did you watch, Granny loves getting banned because she fucking cries every time, Tuttle.
Every episode of Grey's Anatomy, it doesn't fail either. And I'll be like, not this time. Not this time, bro. I'm going to be stone faced.
Were you like, did you like Katherine Heigl in that show?
I did.
You know, like, the guy she was dating, what the fuck was his name? The musician. What was his name? He came in the studio. I was still working with the Monsters in Orlando. He came in.
Are you talking about in the show Grey's Anatomy? Who is she dating?
No. In real life. A musician guy. But God no, damn no.
She, about Katherine Heigl.
I know. No, but it was just like, it was one of those things where it's like, it just proved to me, if you know how to play a guitar and you could be a hipster, like a singer-songwriter type, you can get any of those hot chicks, though. Like, in Hollywood. Yeah. You can definitely do that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, different strokes, man, I guess.
All right.
Would not do it for me. I think that's
okay. Cringy. All right, no. All right, so you're saying it wouldn't do it for you?
No.
I gotta ask, how did you meet Granny?
His mother... And
it was arranged marriage.
No.
Arranged dating.
All right. My stepdad worked for Aflac. Okay.
Mm.
And his brother dated his mom when we were kids.
This sounds very Floridian, by the way.
Oh, it's super, super like blue collar, white trash situation happening.
Mm.
So. But we found each other actually on Plenty of Fish when I was,
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing.
It's fine. I was married for like 10 years and then my husband and I separated and we got together about a year after my husband and I separated. We found each other on Plenty of Fish and we were like, whoa, what the fuck? Okay, cool. I thought you were gay. I was like, no.
No, wait a minute. So, all right. So, I've had horrible luck on any of these dating apps and stuff. Matter of fact, I think they just have a bunch of bots on there that swipe right or left on you or any of these other things. Like, they just put a bunch of people up there just to make you think you have a chance and stuff. But what was the one thing that, like, because when you're on social media apps and dating apps and stuff, like, what was it that made him stand out?
I knew him.
Oh, then that's not like meeting somebody on a dating app. Then if you knew him,
no, it's really not. It's like we like found each other in a pond. You know what I'm saying? A fish. We were like, oh shit. I know you, bro.
So what cool. made him stand out about the rest?
He was funny. He was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Where did he take you out on the first date?
Disc golf.
See, you said you weren't a granola eating hippie.
I'm not. I don't.
And you went to disc golf. You went to disc golf.
Yeah.
Everything I've seen.
I just walked with him and listened to music and he made me laugh and we smoked a little bit of weed and it was... It was fun.
I mean, it's a pretty romantic love story. If I'm just being honest, disc golf and smoking weed and everything.
And then he took me to see his mom and cause I hadn't seen his mom in forever and I loved her. I looked up to her as a little kid.
So you already knew the mom too. Like, I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
This is sounding like a arranged gypsy marriage from Peaky Blinders. It's like, we want to join the families here. We're gonna cut Granny's hand. We're gonna cut Lemmy's hand. They're gonna join their hands, and you know, it's just We got to give the family of the lady three white horses and a goat, and then we're good to go.
All right, Fozzie, do you want the truth to that question? How big is a dong? It's pretty big. It's decent size. It's like average, little bigger than average, I guess. I don't know.
Circumcised? Non-circumcised?
Yeah, I mean, of course he's circumcised. Okay. Everybody from the fucking 80s is circumcised.
Well, Jesus Christ. Some people, they just don't get it done.
No. Yeah, no, his shit's peeled back, cousin.
Oh, it is.
But he didn't get in my drawers the first night. He did. Because, like, we were just hanging out at my mom's house. And so we, like, spent a week Skyping. And then when he came back a week later, we banged in the van as soon as he got there.
I'm sorry. I've banged in a PT Cruiser before. So,
it had been, like, almost 2 years since I had been banged. So, all right, let's do this.
All right, so, like, I mean, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but, like, what happened in the marriage, your ex-husband and stuff? Like, I mean, are you guys still friends? Do you guys talk? Oh, you do?
Yep.
I mean, yeah. I've noticed that, like, whenever I got separated from my ex, I was very, very, like, just, like, I had so much animosity. And I think guys are more that way than women. I really do. I think guys take breakups harder.
He left me, man. He dropped me off at his meth head sister's house. And, like, later I found out that he said that he had hoped that I had killed myself. Like, he was hoping that I would OD, do enough drugs to kill myself in the woods so he wouldn't have to deal with me and that he could just take our son and go start a new family. It was intense.
Well, how can you be friends with somebody like that then?
Because people change and nobody is irredeemable. Nobody. Now, I've done some pretty fucked up shit. Did I say that I was the innocent party?
No, I wasn't saying that. I don't know. I was
not mentally sound. I was not mentally capable of being in a relationship when we first got together. I was a very young 18. I didn't even graduate high school. I was going to a Southern Fundamentalist Baptist high school.
Ooh, would you consider yourself? I mean, a lot of people growing up that are really religious sometimes are not that religious right now.
Am I religious?
Yes. Or do you believe in a higher power? Not saying that it's all being God that controls everything and knows what's going to happen.
I don't know is my all encompassing answer. Like, I've been on, like, that gut wrenching existential journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it all boiled down to, it's okay that you don't know.
Well, no, I mean, if you look at some of the most brilliant scientists, Carl Sagan said, look, I'm a scientist. I can't prove that God doesn't exist, so I can't say mm-hmm. that he doesn't.
Right. It's unfalsifiable, but whatever.
But I still don't support.
There's a purple dinosaur in that bedroom right over there, alive. He breathes. He's not he's a dragon, actually. And you can't prove that it's not. You can't prove that it's not there.
Well, I mean, you could walk in the other room and show me right now.
No, just you have to take.
No, I'm
you
not.
Have to take my word on faith.
Oh no,
that it exists.
Well, I know that's the definition of faith, but I mean, you could tell me all types of stuff.
I don't know. I can't. You can't prove that God exists, but you can't. That's the stupidest fucking argument you could even add. What a useless question. Or what a useless debate. You prove that he exists. Disprove that he exists. Why don't you just shut the fuck up and, like, have a beer and talk about something else, dude? Like, who cares?
When you were leaning back, I was looking at the tattoos on the arm. Any full sleeves or anything like that? No.
I got Stewie on my hip.
Rich Stewie? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to... So, Stewie, best animated show. Like, what's your favorite? Family Guy? Or Rick and Morty. Talking just animated shows.
Okay. If we're going to go overall, I would have to, like, agree with Granny and say Futurama
is
probably the best fucking Like, holy shit, dude.
I mean, it's way
accurate,
out there.
Scientifically, it's also scientifically accurate. They do their research, man. And when they do like equations that are like slapped up on the wall in the back or whatever, those shits are right.
And
those shits are correct.
I will agree with you on that. Like, I think it's great. And I think Futurama was the thing that, man, Fozzie, you got to chill out a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you're kind of being a little stiff. I know that. But no, I'm just saying, though, he's kind of like, it's just like, bam, 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 bam. So no, I'm not padding those numbers. Anyways. So
what does that mean?
He's trying to say that I'm going long so I can get the hours on all my platforms and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, so what if you are?
Well, you know, it is what it is. But
it's okay. That's a thing. Like, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, dude.
So back to the animated thing. So with Futurama, I do agree. If it wasn't for Futurama, because they were the one, like, everybody thought, like, the Simpsons push envelope. They kind of did a little bit on some things. But I think Futurama was the one that actually, like, swung for the fences. That kind of, like, didn't really care what people thought. They were just going to do their own thing. But Rick and Morty, though, sometimes, like, that's one show you don't want to, like, well, you do want to watch when you're really high, because, like, you look at that show and you're like, how the hell did they come up with some of this stuff?
It's creativity, I guess. Those guys are pretty funny. Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland, they're pretty fucking funny.
I mean, they did an episode where the guy that, hey, I mean, one of them that does the Rick voice was like, he got shit-faced drunk just to get the realness out of it. And I thought that was great. But there was also a lot of sheep that listened. I remember, and I was one of them, because I went down there just to get the video content when they were doing that Mulan Szechuan sauce with the McDonald's stuff. There were so many people. It was embarrassing. And I was like, man,
yeah.
I'm one of those people that's out there trying to cover it. I was doing it for the content, but I was like, man, I want to be out there for the Rick and Morty stuff. There was a lot of people out there that just make complete asses of themselves.
Oh, yeah. The Rick and Morty fandom is a lot like, they're a lot like Juggalos. Yeah. And the fact that they're like cool, like one-on-one, like, oh, cool, you watch Rick and Morty, that's fucking wubba-lub-dub-dub. But like, if you get a bunch of toxic Rick and Morty fans together, or a bunch of toxic ICP, oh, you like ICP, fucking dope, what's your favorite album? Oh, I fucking love Riddlebox. Oh, cool. You get a bunch of those fucking people together, like, you're going to have a bad time. Like, they're cool one-on-one. They're not fucking cool in a big group. And that Szechuan sauce thing is, that was
well,
nuts.
McDonald's kind of handled that, like, poorly, though, yeah. Too. Nelly Mandingo says,
I was hardcore into Rick and Morty when the Szechuan sauce thing came about, and I refused to go to Walmart or to go to McDonald's to do that shit, because I was like, I love Rick and Morty, but, like, I have to separate myself from this fucking fandom, because that's crazy.
Nelly Mandingo says, I'm going to add Lemmy.
To what, sir?
Well, I mean, on your, I guess, social media, like, he's going to follow you and stuff.
Yeah, yep. I'm Lemmy Winks on Facebook. I'm Little Lemmy on pretty much everything else. I'm not sure if I'm Little _ Lemmy on Instagram or just Little Lemmy on Instagram. But I'm trying to keep it all the same. I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah.
Well, new.
Who out of all the Bubba Army people, like, there's a lot of your fans here. What's the one person in the chats or like on any of the platforms that he's on that you've had a problem with, like somebody's been a dick or an asshole?
Are you talking about from
any not the people on the show, but I'm talking about people in the chat and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There are, I got a few haters out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to put them on blast or
No, I don't. Because I don't, I no, it's not you, Granny. You hush. I love you. I love you very much, but fucking piece of shit. But I'm not going to name names because I don't think that's, if somebody had an issue with me, I wouldn't want them publicly lambasted. If they were referring to me, just be like, yeah, there's somebody in the fucking chat that's being a total fucking C word and I don't like her. You know what I'm saying? But like, if
can you give me an idea of something they said?
Her.
All right. So it is a her.
No.
Well,
no,
I mean,
no,
you've been saying her, or you're talking about people talking about you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Can you give me an idea of some of the things, like some of these people you that have problems with you, like?
They call me an attention whore. Like, I can't even go into a chat and just be like, hi, good morning, Bubba Army, you know, like literally everybody else in there without being accused of being an attention whore. And that same thing happens in Steel Toe and like Aaron Attires and Dear Butch and shit. But like, that's just the internet, man. And it, I don't take offense to it. It's not going to stop me from enjoying the content that I want.
Yeah. But I mean, like, when you first started it, like, did you have to kind of train yourself not to let that stuff bother you and stuff? Oh, cute
no.
kid.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Good night, Buggins.
I mean, I didn't mean to keep you up or
it's fine.
Keep,
You're
keep,
fine.
Keep you
That's
late.
That's what dad's for, man. That's what dad's for.
But but like, at first, when you first did, you have to like learn your lesson because when social media when social media came out for me, my ex-wife had to sit me down and was like, why are you giving them any attention? Why are you letting them?
Tuttle. What? Tuttle. My brother and I ran a Facebook group called Dead Baby Jokes.
Okay. What's
like your, 10
what's your
years
best,
ago.
What's your best dead baby joke then?
It's been a long time since I've
seen. Don't get me banned, here, please. Right? Don't get me banned on any of my platforms. So don't go. Maybe we should. Yeah, you know what? Bad idea. Yeah. So, all right.
He's got better ones anyways, honestly. My brother's got better ones.
Now, so one of the things I want to ask you, you know, like Bubba's had problems getting kicked off of certain platforms and stuff. What is the one platform that is like the wild, wild west? Like the one platform that you can go on, like, is it Patreon because that's subscription
no.
and so?
Ooh, no.
What is it?
It's not. I don't know. I don't know if I should be like saying the name. It's real. I don't know.
I'll talk to you off the air because I would love okay. to hear your thoughts.
There are so many different like underground streaming dealios that people create all the time. So like. There's one that I go to where you can say FRG and and just any literally anything you want. Like Granny can be Granny Loves there and not be afraid of getting banned. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
So, all right. Before we go, last question. Okay. And I like people's honest opinion. If you were the program director of my streaming channel, what if you were listening? What would be some of the advice you would give me to do differently? Somebody's hammering the keyboards.
Yeah, that's also, you know, not only me, chat, feel free to chime in because you're here. And be honest, he said brutality, guys. Come
on. I asked for, you know.
That's pretty good, Nedley Mandingo. I like that one. Yeah. I haven't heard that one.
No, but you know, I asked for, you know, some engagement and people like.
Yeah, you do. You need to engage chat.
And I
if
do that.
If you want them to engage your channel, then you are going to have to engage them in chat.
Okay. I have no problem doing that. But I also, you know, I don't want to be like other radio people are like, oh, people that go to the phones or people that go to chat or stuff. Are using it as a crutch. You know, you can't do content of your own without those people.
No, it's there to use as a crutch because people aren't content producing machines.
But I can take phone calls. I can take phone calls. People can call in. I would love for people to be able to talk and call in and talk to me. And I think some people are upset that if they call in and they say something bad about me that they're going to think that I'm going to take their phone number and I'm going to dox them on something. And that's not the case at all. Like, I'm serious when I say you animosity when it comes to anybody that calls into the show.
What did you say?
I was just saying that people can call in, people can do all that stuff, and I don't think that they do because they feel like I'm going to dox them and give out their information and stuff, and that's not the case. I if somebody calls in and they get one on over me, I'm completely fine with that.
Well, maybe, do you know what Discord is?
Yeah, I know what it is.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Are you in there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. That's fucking, how do I not know that?
Well, because, like, you gotta realize I hate social media. I mean, I'm gonna
tell you something. Press F in the chat if you have a Discord.
What do you
F
mean?
F in the chat. F in the chat if you have Discord.
I mean,
if you are on Discord.
I am, but like, I hate social media.
Go follow that bitch on Twitch, by the way. Country Girl 92. She fucking hangs, dude. Fucking chill ass stream. F in the chat if you've got a Discord.
Okay, so, but it gets so many different like options of stuff you got to keep up with, and it gets hard sometimes.
Not really. It's actually the most organized place that you can have for a streamer. In my channel, there's a place to post.
Sell me on Discord, please. All right, okay, you're all right. So we're going to the used Discord channel, and you're trying to sell me on Discord and stuff. Sell me on Discord.
I invited you to my Discord channel. You'll see a little panel on the side, and it's all different channels. And the people who are in this channel have been invited, personally by me. This is all just your personal echo chamber, as it were. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of people fill their echo. My echo chamber is filled with all different types of people because I want a bunch of shit bouncing off the walls. I like that shit. But there's a place to post memes. There's a place to post anything you want. These are things that
Reddit. This sounds like Reddit.
It's better than Reddit. Well, it's not better than Reddit. It's really not. It's not better than Reddit. Reddit is bigger, vaster. You're invisible on Reddit. This is a very much more, you are getting to know your closest people in your internet thing. Like the people in my Discord are the people that I hang out with in the chat rooms on Twitch.
Call me Michaela ones. Says she, or who, I mean, I don't even know if it is a she, but she ended up saying, well, I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to add it. Call me Michaela says, I hate Discord.
She also hates Twitch.
Well, I mean, call me Michaela. Like, what platform do you like?
She's not wrong to hate Discord. She's also not wrong to hate Twitch. It's a fucking internet cesspool. But some of us, we participate.
Okay.
And some of us are, I don't know.
What was Discord originally made for, though? I mean, was it a streaming chat, like sharing or streaming?
Kind of, yeah. It was a way for people that were gaming on the computer to, like, communicate with each other while gaming before, like, in-game chat was a thing or whatever.
Do you do any game streaming?
Not really. I'll do it to fart. I'll use it as a crutch. When I can't think of anything else to fucking do, I'll whip out Among Us or something, or Chair Simulator, or fucking whatever, dude. Like, stop thinking that it's a crutch and that you have to produce content every moment of your stream. Like, chill the fuck out. Like, check your texts. Play a fucking non-copyrighted fucking bop, dude. Like, have a little bit of nice ambient music playing in the background so when there's dead air, like, you can just do one of these numbers and, like, vibe out with your audience for a second and be like, we're gonna fucking chill, guys, and just fucking read your chat. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a little too high strung for that.
Maybe it'll zen you out.
I was high strung
as fuck. Like, this is, streaming is therapy. Is basically therapy for me.
Do you use it as a place to, like, just release stuff, put it out there?
No.
Because I use it as a therapy session because I talk about a lot of myself.
I mean it therapy in the sense of this isn't. I'm not saying therapy in the sense that I'm like fucking bearing my soul to chat and they're giving me advice. I'm meaning it in the sense of I have thought about the things that make me happy. And I thought about the things that change my depressed state of mind. And it was always doing something different with your time and with your fucking life and with your focus. And I am antisocial. As fuck.
Yeah,
I don't have
you've said that.
Friends, Tuttle.
Why are you antisocial?
Because I just don't want to deal with people, man. It's exhausting.
Then why do you stream then? You know, a lot of people are going to come and say, if you're antisocial, why do you stream?
Because human beings need interaction. And I found myself slipping into a depression and behaving as somebody who did not interact with other human beings. And it wasn't becoming, and it was fucking bad. So I felt like a happy medium maybe could be I could hang out with people that aren't physically here draining me of my fucking energy and like in my house, or I'm at their house and now I have to go home, and like, it's exhausting to be around real people. It is less exhausting to be around people in the comfort of your own living room with nobody else there. You know, I could shut this down if I wanted to and just end it if I wanted to. I can't do that if I'm like at a party with this many people.
You got to get better. You got to get better at the ghost escape. You know, you got to talk to a couple of people briefly that if anybody asks, hey, did you talk to such and such at the party? You can just dip out the door and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I don't like faking smiles. I don't like watching other people fake. Hi, how are you? Like,
isn't that what life is about, though? Isn't that what life is about now? I mean, it's sad. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
If I know that person truly gives a shit about me and is like, hey, how are you? I know that they're being like, hey, how are you? But if like the cashier is like, hi, how are you? I'm like, please tone it the fuck down and like just take my money and give me my food.
Yeah. Please. I always awkwardly, like when I go to the movie theater, and they hand me the ticket and they're like, enjoy your movie. And I was like, you as well. I'm like, yeah. You know, like, yeah,
that's forced interaction. And like, it's not that these people are terrible. And I think these people are terrible. It's just that I'm not good with forced interaction at all. I shut down. So I'm like, what do I do with my hands now? You know, and I'll do that. Like, you too, enjoy the movie, enjoy your dinner. You too. Like, I don't, and then you feel like an asshole. I would really just rather avoid that feeling altogether and just hang out with these fucking pieces of shit and chat.
All right. Lemmy, I'm going to get out of here, but, before I go, tell my supporters, listeners and stuff, how they can check you out, on social media, as well as any of the platforms they can check you out on.
I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/littlelemmy. I'm on Instagram, little_Lemmy or Little Lemmy. I don't know which. Sorry. Lemmy Winks on Facebook.
You're not on Twitter, are you?
Yeah, I am on Twitter, but it's like 0_LemmyWinks_0 or some shit like that. It's like a whole,
you know,
ridiculous thing.
One of the best things my ex did for me, whenever any of these new social medias would come out, like she would automatically register me for just straight up Tuttle, TUDDLE. If you look at my email, Tuttle@gmail.com,
yeah.
Twitter.com/ everything except because you could tell TikTok came out after I got divorced because I was like, yeah, I'm not getting on TikTok.
Oh yeah, I am on TikTok. Lemmy Ray, LemmiRae. I'm on TikTok too.
I had to get Tuttle on the radio, and with my OCD and stuff, it bothers me. I think that's why I don't post as much on TikTok, because when I get on there, I got to see Tuttle on the radio instead of just straight Tuttle. And it bothers the shit out of me. It really, really does.
Well,
I mean, look at my Twitch, twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio. Yeah. That bothers me as well too, because it's not uniformed.
Right.
Do you have any of those like weird OCD? I got an eating one and I got the remote one. You know, back in the day when her, you know, now everybody has a universal remote, but do you remember you used to have the cable box, the TV box? You'd have a couple of different remotes. I always had to have them lined up from biggest to smallest, from left to right. Had to have the biggest left, the second one in the middle, smallest one, third. The food one I have is really, really weird, where I have to end a piece of food. Like if I'm eating a hot dog or something, I got to end on an even bite. Like if I'm eating the hot dog and I get down and like, I'm going to finish on an odd bite, I'll take a smaller bite just so I end on an even bite. I know that makes me sound like a complete maniac and stuff. And I really do apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize for your obsessive compulsive disorder. Your obvious textbook's obsessive compulsive disorder. If you're counting each bite that you take, I'm not judging you for that.
Well, I mean, everybody has a little bit of that. I mean, do you have anything you're particular on?
What was it today that I was like super OCD about? I think it was like a word or some shit. He's not listening. He doesn't fucking
know.
whatever. I do, but I can't think of any like there, right offhand.
Is there any of those like little bitty things that you do that irritates him and stuff that he does that irritates you?
Sorry, dude, I can't fucking help that, bro.
Wait, whoa, I gotta hear what he had to say because this has gotta be a good one.
I suck my teeth.
Oh, you do? I do that sometimes. the reason I had the weird
you
mouth.
You want to hear all the things that Granny do?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to hear that.
He pissed in my fucking toaster oven.
Wait, was he drunk?
He was sleepwalking. Yeah.
What was the oven toaster plugged in? Because I mean,
no, it wasn't. It was just
because that could be bad, man.
Keep it unplugged.
That could be bad if you were doing that because certain things could travel up to your urine stream.
Yeah, I said, "What the fuck are you doing?" He looked at me. He goes, "I'm taking a piss." I was like, "I am not gonna win this. I'm not gonna win."
You know, one of the things my ex-wife used to do, I don't think I can talk about this. Certain times of the month, certain body parts would be left in the toilet, starts with a C and ends with, fuck it. I'm gonna say clots would be left in the toilet sometimes. And I would pee on them, try to explode them in the toilet. I know that's
girls
like.
Girls do that too. Girls do it too, dude.
What? Guys aren't leaving blood clots in the toilet.
No, our own.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. Right. How the hell do you aim? I mean, that takes a lot of talent.
You can look. It does. I mean, shit. Sometimes it doesn't hit the water, dude. It gets on the bowl.
All right. I'm going to get out of here before I get myself in trouble.
Girls are gross, too. Total fucking fun facts.
Are girls' bathrooms really nasty? Everybody says that girls' bathrooms are nasty.
Honestly, it really depends on where you are. It really depends on where you are. Honestly, it really does.
All right, Lemmy. I really do appreciate you coming on. Hopefully, you're not like, oh, I can't wait until this is over with. One more time before we go. Tell my audience how they can find you on Twitch.
Twitch.tv/LittleLemmy.
All right. Hopefully you have a great night, Lemmy. I really do appreciate it. Guys, hopefully you enjoyed this. I appreciate everybody, all the Lemmy marks that were here. If you can give me a follow, please do that. I would appreciate it. You guys have a great night. See ya.